Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5.
It's a Friday, 7:55 on a Friday, actually, and Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering joins us, as he always does, for What's Cooking, and it's a big weekend. I know Greek Fest going on. We have Smoke on the Farm out in Grand Bay, and Alec, he tries to get to everything. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah. You know, I like to eat, of course, so, you know, making it a food festival. It's right up my alley.
No doubt. And we like to eat what you cook. And every week you tell us what we can cook. And so this week we're making, what are we making, a tomato pie?
Well, yeah, you know, I've been seeing some really pretty tomatoes, and they've been pretty cheap. I mean, I've seen them for like 69 cents a pound. I ain't seen that in a few years, you know. So I thought, well, let's take advantage of the cheap tomatoes and let's make some tomato pie for the football weekend.
Sounds good. Yeah, how do we get this going?
Well, you get you one of those, you know, 9-inch kind of pie shells, you know, out of the freezer at the grocery store, okay? And you kind of par-bake it a little bit, you know, because you don't want the dough to be so soft because it might get soggy, you know. But then you get you some tomatoes and you slice them up, you know, fairly thin. And you want to pat them dry. You want to drain them, get all the juice, and pat them dry with a paper towel before you use them so they don't make your pie soggy, you know. And then I just get some fresh basil leaves and I chop up some green onions. Of course, you got to have you some mozzarella cheese, some cheddar cheese. I like to mix up the cheese a little bit. And so basically what I do is once I get my tomatoes all laid out and I get them all dried up really good, I layer the tomatoes down in the pie shell. I put some basil leaves on it, and I sprinkle my onions on there and put a little salt and pepper to it. And then I take some of my cheddar cheese and mozzarella cheese, and I mix it with a little mayonnaise, or you can use yogurt if you're trying to be healthy, you know, that kind of stuff. And a little salt and pepper. I mix all that up together, and then I put that cheese all over the top, you know. And then I just slide it in the oven for about 30 minutes till it browns up a little bit. Next thing you know, you eating tomato pie.
Yeah, he also he slipped in some soggy pie prevention in there, too.
So good move.
Take that information with us.
Yeah, tomato pie sounds delicious.
I did that for you, Dan. Okay,
thanks, buddy.
You
know.
It's also one of the worst pies to get hit with, I would imagine, a tomato pie. So let's try to keep that from happening. Alec, if folks want to book Naaman's Catering to come out and cater for them or get some heat and eat meals, we got about 30 seconds. How do we get that done?
Oh, man, let me tell you, we're taking Thanksgiving lunch orders, corporate lunch orders. You know, you got to get it now. We're going to run out of the ability to feed you if you don't call us now. And then, of course, we're taking holiday bookings, too, if you want a corporate party for your stuff. So you just call us at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namescatering.com. And, of course, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all that kind of good stuff. And y'all come see me at the Little Sisters of the Poor this Sunday
for
their 54th annual lawn party.
We'll be there, Alec. Thanks a bunch.